This is the Community Forum on AM 1440. It's time for the Holly Hill Health Hour with Jim Wilk. Talk live on WNPV by calling 215-855-8211, 215-723-2116, or toll free at 1-800-355-WNPV.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. You're hearing all this stuff about these viral outbreaks and everything, right? It's listening to Dr. Garko a little there. Apropos, we got a great show today. We're going to be talking about, you know, last few weeks and in the coming few weeks and things, I'm trying to get some shows that will concentrate on building your immune system. This is the time of year that at least people up north here seem to get a little run down. Everybody's inside with other people, and you can be a people person, but the consequences can be dire if you're breathing in things all the time and being in close proximity of others. So today we're going to do a show on silver, and I've done a bunch of shows over the years. It's something that was essential in our medicine cabinet at home, and this company, Sovereign Silver, been around for about 20 years now, probably more so, a little bit more than 20 years. And I remember using them many, many years ago, and still do, folks. And silver is, I still think, a little bit misunderstood out there, what it can do, and the types of silver out there, and the different in companies. Sovereign Silver is the number one leading one out there. It's the one that I always recommend. And there's probably some other good ones out there, but I think when I looked at the history of the company and what they've gone through, they've really did a great job and still doing a great job with silver. And it's something simple silver. it's really getting down to basics here, and you want to, you know, again, think of your immune system, and this is just a great product for everybody. From the infants in the house to the oldsters. And Dr. Robert McCuspey has been in this for about 20 years in nanotechnology, which is, you know, instrumental in making this product. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that and answering, you know, some basic questions about silver and how to use it and where it comes from. So he'll be joining us in just a little bit there. So hang in there. It's going to be good. Some housekeeping. We got today's demos going on at the store. Evan Healy Cosmetics, and they're going to be there. They're there now from 11 to 1 o'clock. So if you want to check out this really fine line of beauty treatments and things, Evan Healy is way up on the top there. So that's going on at the store. Our girl Roberta will be there from 1:30 to 3:30 doing oregano and from the North American Urban Spice Company and all those wonderful products too. Also really great for the immune system too. So that's something to really check out. And Sunday, Beth will be there for Plus CBD. That's the number one selling CBD company in the country. At least in the health food arena there. And we do carry the top lines there. We're very particular about it. In fact, I just did an editorial for the Herald up in Bucks County. They're the Herald paper there, so you might want to check that out. So Beth will be there from 11 to 2 and doing some, you know, answering questions about CBD and giving some samples out and some topical applications as well. A lot of knowledge to be given out there when it comes to that product there. Got some great sales going on. Our MediHerb from Standard Process. A lot of people may not realize we carry Standard Process, which is a lot of physicians carry. A lot of chiropractors and naturopaths and MDs carry Standard Process. Probably one of the oldest, if not the oldest, supplement company out there from the, you know, the start of the century there. Everything made from food. They have a great deal with you buy two turmeric fortes, and you get an EPA fish oil. So that's a great deal from MediHerb. So you can come check that out too. A lot of Valentine's stuff going on too. We got some tables there. So, you know, don't forget us on Valentine's Day. We got some, the Bluebonnet nutrition company. They just came out with a Intimate Essentials. You like that? Intimate Essentials for him and her. Two separate bottles. We had to keep them a few inches apart on the table there. We don't know what's going to happen, but Dr. Carl Germano helped develop that product, and he's a genius, that guy. And so just got that in. So that's there. We got some really good natural candies and chocolates, and something with Damiana in it that that's pretty interesting too. I haven't tried that yet, but the ladies say, you know, Ester C's on sale too. They are the best number one selling vitamin C out there. We got those double packs, the 500 milligram and the 1,000 milligram, buy one, get one free, which is awesome. The Gaia, we have a lot of, black elderberry, capsules. We have a little overstock on that. That's 60% off. It's in the Boulder gummies, which 10 milligram CBDs, which is excellent. Probably the best tasting gummy out there. They're 30% off. And just for having the doc on today, we're going to give 10% off on today, tomorrow, and Sunday on all the Sovereign Silver products. So stay tuned for that. What else? Well, just give me just a couple of things that I ran across that I thought you guys might be interested. It's funny, again, because of this virus thing, there's a lot going on about what to do out there. This was interesting. I forget where this was from, but it's an English publication. I think it was from the BBC or something. You know, you see people walking around with those masks, those surgical masks. And they say it's really beneficial, in a clinical setting. They came around in the 18th century, actually, and they came into public use after the Spanish flu outbreak back in the early, like it was 1918, and which killed like over 50 million people or so. So they were introduced into hospitals back then and stuff like that. But they're saying, and these are doctors from all over England, University of St. George, University of London, and the public health institution in England, and Queen's University. And all these doctors saying it's really not going to do much for the general public to start wearing masks walking around. I know you see it in other countries, in China and other places. But they say it's still the tried and true thing is regularly wash your hands, right, with warm water and soap. Avoid touching your eyes and nose whenever possible. And they say, go on, that especially after you sneeze or something, wash your hands. If you bring it to your eyes, your hands, that's a carrier right there. Maintaining a fit and healthy lifestyle. Gee, wonder where you heard that before, right? But they're saying that there's this perception of wearing these masks, that they think it's beneficial, but there's very little evidence that it stops anything from, being widespread, outside these clinical things, outside of the hospitals and stuff like that. But keep your hands clean, cover your mouth, all that good stuff. And all these experts are saying that's the best way to go. The second thing I just want to go over too, because I've been doing I've always known about the benefits of fasting. Thing I've always looked into years ago, and I used to do really long fasts, long 3 days to sometimes 7 days of doing a juice fast or things like that. But the intermittent fasting is, they're saying you get the same benefits from that. And I've been doing that for about a year and a half or so, I think, maybe, where you leave a little time in between, meals. Well, a lot of time, actually. Like you finish dinner at 7, don't eat again till 11 o'clock the next morning. So you get that, anywhere from 12 to 18 hours, 16 to 18 being probably the ideal they're finding in studies. But I found it to be very beneficial. You don't miss eating. It's really more of a mental thing. So, I want people, maybe to look into that because it's great for weight loss. First of all, they found that to be just as good as calorie restriction, which is really hard for people to do. And they found it to be very good for belly fat, helping maintain muscle where caloric restriction really doesn't do that as well. This is all from studies in cell metabolism and other journals, helping with blood pressure, diabetes risk, all that. So you're giving your body a chance to recuperate by fasting for 12 to 16 hours and just having some water, maybe a little coffee or something like that. Even longevity, they did some great rat studies that they lived 83% longer, the ones that did this restricted fasting, than those that gorged themselves. But I think the rats had a happier time gorging themselves. They're probably much happier. So, look into, intermittent fasting. They call it IF. There's a lot of stuff online about it. I think it's pretty good. It's, you know, I'm reading this whole book called The Switch now about autophagy and the mTOR pathways in the body and how you have, need to switch back and forth. It keeps the cells, active and alive. It cleans out the cells too at the same time. So, this is the latest thing in longevity is to do these pathways. Good book. So that's about it. So on an empty stomach, we're going to go to a quick break right now and come back and talk about some silver. Be right back.
Want to know which immune support supplement is best? It's Sovereign Silver. And the secret is in the silver ions. Drop for drop, Sovereign Silver has more silver ions than any other silver supplement. And studies show that silver ions increase the number of white blood cells, the cells that comprise your immune system's mobile attack force. It's no wonder recent testing shows Sovereign Silver to be superior to Echinacea, superior to Golden Seal, superior to every immune supplement we tested. And Sovereign Silver is safe. Safe for you, safe for children, even for infants. You'll find Sovereign Silver at better health food stores nationwide.
Visit Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, North Wales, located on Route 63 between Route 202 and North Wales Road. Holly Hill Health Foods, the store that cares about you.
Take Sovereign Silver. It's the one that works.
A healthy new year starts at Holly Hill Health Foods. Enjoy savings on selected bestsellers that protect against the cold and flu season. For example, taking one dose of Guna Homeopathy Complex per week helps build immunity and protects your body from the symptoms of the common cold and flu virus. Other preventative helpers and immune boosters include echinacea, elderberry, zinc, mushrooms, and probiotics at savings up to 70% off. During your visit, ask about our large selection of CBD products. Most are third-party tested for purity, and you can sample our new Holly Hill brand CBD products that may help with stress, sleep, inflammation, and pain. Meet our professional staff. At Holly Hill, we offer blood tests, free consultations, body composition analysis, blood pressure testing, cytoscans, hair analysis, and much more. Happy New Year from all of us at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Online, hollyhillvitamins.com. All discounts are off MSRP.
WNPV AM 1440.
Hi-ho silver? That's what I wasn't kind of thinking. Don't you have the old one? All right. I'm up now. Oh, that's my man, Jeff. Again, Dr. McCuspey is currently the director of science with Natural Immunogenics. Those are the people who make Sovereign Silver. He holds a PhD in nanotechnology and materials chemistry and has 20 years of experience in nanotechnology, including 12 years specifically in silver nanotechnology. Dr. Robert, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah, that's awesome. Nanotechnology, I would just love to drop that word at a cocktail party, you know? Like, what do you do? Nanotechnology. Oh my goodness. It's still in that science fiction kind of framework there, where everything's going to be tiny and the whole world could be put into a bubble there. And interesting. How did you get involved in nanotechnology? It's such a cool thing.
Yeah, when I was going through my studies in college, I got really intrigued the first time I heard about it, that you can have these materials that are so small that new properties begin to emerge.
Yeah.
And so the opportunity to study what those properties are, and then as I moved through my career, you know, understanding the environmental health and safety risks of those new properties. So do we need to be concerned? And if not, how can we use these for our advantage, use these new properties safely? And so It's been a very interesting, fun ride, and gotten a chance to spend a lot of time looking at silver as well along the way.
Yeah, and when you joined the company, how long you been with Sovereign Silver now?
About 4.5 years.
And a half years, And what attracted you to them? Because they've been around for about 20 years or so. And were you aware of them even before you joined and things like that?
Yeah, so actually I was aware of the company. My wife's practitioner had actually recommended Bioactive Silver Hydrosol to her, and we had seen the benefits. So it came to my attention, this is a product that's in our kitchen. You know, when I had worked previously in the National Institute of Standards and Technology and led the team that made the silver nanoparticle reference materials there, you know, kind of an international benchmark for environmental health and safety risk assessments, I was like, all right, so this is my trade, and yet a product that's in our kitchen helping my family.
Right.
So
yeah.
this is a really cool opportunity.
You know, I've talked to people over the years, and I don't know if you heard the beginning, but, you know, my family's been using this for 20 years as well. And you still talk to people, and they still it's not as common as vitamin C or echinacea that people, you know, right off their lips there. They might have heard of colloidal silver and things, but really there's not much knowledge out there about it. It's such a simple thing, and if you can just go over a little bit of the history, how it's been used through time there.
Yeah, so silver itself has been used for thousands of years to safeguard human health. You know, as early as the ancient Romans, they used silver cups to preserve their drinking water, and they may not have understood the chemistry and the microbiology like we do today, where it was the silver atom on the surface of a cup releasing positively charged silver ions into the water. And that was what was providing those antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral benefits to preserve the drinking water. Those trace amounts of positively charged ions in the water provided the benefit. They didn't necessarily understand that chemistry as the ancient Romans, but they did see the benefits of the water lasted longer and they felt healthier when they drank it. You know, Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, wrote of silver's healing properties in 460 BC. And even in the Middle Ages, silver eating utensils, silverware, was used to prevent the transmission of foodborne illnesses. And so the phrase, born with a silver spoon in your mouth, arose as people would pass down these family heirlooms from generation to generation.
Gee, that's amazing. I think I was born with a wooden spoon in my mouth there. I don't know. That's why I have all these dental problems now. Is it true, too, that they used to put, like silver coins in the water or something to purify it? Is that a myth? I've heard that phrase.
But. Yeah, we've found evidence as well that silver coins were used to preserve water and milk before pasteurization. So, you know, 1800s, folks that were migrating across the country during the gold rush would do that. We also saw silver used on Civil War battlefields. You know, the risk of infection was a very serious danger for soldiers, and so there were not very many tools in the toolkit.
Right.
And so silver was used. And then, you know, even as recently as 70s, we began to see, the 1970s, we began to see NASA using silver-lined water tanks for space flight to help preserve the drinking water. And silver is even used on the International Space Station today to purify the drinking water.
Wow. And I think I remember that even today, they, or at least in the recent past, they use silver on like a gauze. Like they would put it like in hospitals for burn treatments and things like that to protect the skin too, right?
Absolutely, yes. There are drugs that contain silver, such as silvadine or silver sulfadiazide, that is a standard of care in burn clinics around the world. Doctors have also used those medicines for, like you said, gout or diabetic wound healing. They're experimenting with other applications of that. And they've been very pleased with the results. And so there's a kind of a long history of how silver's been used, and it's continued use today.
So this is what people probably used before the antibiotics came around. I think when antibiotics came around, this probably people started forgetting about the silver a little bit, huh? I guess you can't patent the silver, right?
Well, yeah, that's true. This is it's not novel, as we just kind of described, right? It's been around.
Yeah.
So You know, it's kind of elegant in its simplicity when you have a bioactive silver hydrosol with just two ingredients, kind of that ultimate modern refinement where you have pure silver and pure water. But even, you know, before that was discovered in the early 1900s, you know, pharmacists or chemists, as they were called at the time, would have colloidal silver or silver nitrate on the shelf for for one of the options. You know, again, before penicillin was discovered and these small organic antibiotic molecules really began to take hold and take preference, you know, colloidal silver was very popular. We saw a decrease in its popularity, but we've seen a resurgence really in the last 20, 25 years of colloidal silver gaining not just in terms of sales, but also in the peer-reviewed literature. There are now tens of thousands of studies that have looked at silver in a variety of different aspects, from all the different mechanisms of how it works to evaluating its safety for humans and health and the environment. So there's been a renewed resurgence of interest in silver.
That's so cool. And you know, that term colloidal silver, we might as well get that off the shelf here. Because that's what people know the term. The two words seem to go together in people's minds. This is what they've heard for many years. But what your company does, Sovereign Silver does, is make a bioactive silver hydrosol. So that's a mouthful of words. Can you, you know, for the layman out there, explain the difference between colloidal and bioactive silver hydrosol?
Yeah. So a bioactive silver hydrosol is a mixture of both silver ions and the smallest silver particles achievable. And so, you know, colloidal silvers, they call themselves true colloidal. They're made of silver metal particles only, and they're very large. I mean, colloidal particles are small compared to, say, a piece of jewelry, but compared to the size of a bioactive silver hydrosol, these are huge. They're like boulders compared to gravel.
Got it.
And there are some products where they sell just pure ions of silver, but they often have these chemical stabilizers, or they might have proteins in it or other compounds that can decrease the activity, the number of free silver ions available to be in that bioactive form. And so to have a mixture of the positively charged silver ions in the bioactive silver hydrosol with the smallest particles achievable gives you the greatest amount of bioactivity, over 98% bioactivity in every dose of Sovereign Silver.
So more is not better when it comes to something like this as far as quantity of...
Right. The form is really important. So the when we talked about the ancient Romans and the surface metal atoms on the drinking cup releasing the ions,
right,
it's only that outer layer of atoms on the surface. So it's a very, very, very small amount. But if you got particles so small, like those in Sovereign Silver are essentially three or four silver atoms across in diameter, so you have essentially all the silver atoms on the surface available to be released and converted and contribute to that bioactivity, whereas these other larger particles, maybe at best you'll get a few percent of those atoms being able to contribute.
Gotcha.
So that's where the small particle size really becomes that point of differentiation, and why I would say it's the ultimate modern refinement of the colloidal silver category.
Yeah, I want the audience to realize that there are a lot of companies out there that sell hundreds of 500, 1,000 parts per million in their products. And Sovereign Silver does a 10 part per million. Wow, that's a big difference there. But again, it's the surface size. It's what's getting absorbed into the body, and that's the trick there. So those other companies, they probably need high amounts just so you get that small percentage like the doc was saying here. Makes a big difference there.
There's a great analogy and story we like to tell with that. It's
sure.
Like, imagine you're resurfacing your driveway.
Right.
If you ordered the rocks to resurface your driveway by the mass of the rock, the weight of the rock, not the particle size, you might get 20 tons of boulders delivered, and that would be very
there you go.
Compared to the small particle size of the gravel.
Right.
And somebody might say, hey, wouldn't 250 tons be better than 20? Well, not if they're all boulders.
You keep the neighbors out, though. That's good. I like that. Now I know people have done this in the past, and I think there's that famous story on Oprah where the gentleman turned blue, that you can make silver in your sink at home, right?
Yeah, and this is honestly what has terrified me since I first found out about it, is people making it at home, because you have no control over the amount of silver that ends up in what you're making, unless you have sophisticated chemical-specific measurement techniques.
Right.
So, you know, what ended up happening in those cases and others in the peer-reviewed literature where people were making it at home, they went over the World Health Organization and EPA's lifetime safety limit. Mm. There's actually been studies by EPA and World Health Organization to see how much silver can you safely take in a lifetime so you don't have to worry about argyria or turning blue or silvery on your skin.
Right.
And these folks actually went way over that in a few months to a couple of years. And so because they had no idea how much silver was in what they were making, they didn't have the control like you would in a product with good manufacturing processes like you would see on the shelf.
Right. I think that if I was remember right, that gentleman who was on Oprah, you turn blue and you kind of stay that way, unfortunately, in those homemade remedies. But the guy never got sick either, they said, right?
Right. So the unfortunate part is that the blue color is permanent. It's
yeah.
In. However, the good news is that there's no internal organ damage or anything other than the discoloration of the skin based on the evidence in the literature. So
right,
far.
Right. Yeah, do you see the Blue Man Group should have done that? They wouldn't have to put that makeup on all the time. So you have the silver, and again, guys, it's the particle size that makes a difference. So and your product is clear, where a lot of other companies out there, they're kind of yellowy, and so is that because of the larger particles and things?
Yeah, this is actually a classic example when we talk about nanotechnology and properties that are different because of the small particle size. You know, this yellow color is a classic example. So silver nanoparticles that are metal, they absorb some of the wavelengths of light. If their size is between, say, about 5 nanometers up to about 100 nanometers, they're going to absorb some of the visible wavelengths of light, like the blues and the greens, and allow only the yellows or the oranges or the browns to pass through. And so that's actually that color gives you an indication that the size is relatively large for a nanoparticle. Whereas with these smaller particles, they're no longer absorbing those visible wavelengths. So all of the light passes through and it becomes clear and colorless in nature. Mm. And so yellow is almost like Mother Nature's caution sign for saying you've got wasted silver. You've got those boulders in there that, you know, maybe you want the smaller particle size for your formulation.
Right. I gotcha. So this is something you can take on a daily basis, right? I know people do, and just to keep their immune system up, but what, you know, how do people take it? What's it basically used for?
Right. So at a low concentration, like 10 parts per million,
yeah,
you can safely take 7 teaspoons every day for 70 years and be below the daily and lifetime safety limit set out by the EPA, the World Health Organization that we mentioned earlier. Mm. Now, if you go to these higher concentrations, you may only be able to take 1 dose per day, or you might be over that safety limit for the daily dose in your first dose. If it was at, say, 250 parts per million, you might be way over that. But at a low concentration, like 10 parts per million, you can safely take it every day, up to 7 teaspoons per day, for 70 years and be below those lifetime limits. So it's really remarkable when you get the right formulation.
Right.
We like to say less is more because, you know, a less overall amount in the right form gives you more of that benefit that you're looking for.
Yeah, I think it's the first thing that I recommend when someone has a concern about the health of their children or toddlers even. They're going back to school, they're in daycare, things like that. It's such a safe product to use that it's remarkable that people's eyes light up when I tell them you can do this, you know, 6-7 teaspoons a day for years. I guess the kids thing is such a big thing with you guys, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, we did launch Sovereign Silver for Kids line a few years ago, and, you know, it's weight-based dosage. We market that one for kids age 4 and up, and so there's a weight-based dosage. You know, for kids under 4, we would recommend consult your physician for
sure,
that dosage at that point.
Yeah, there's no studies, basically, so you have to say that, really, kind of thing. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And so, I mean, there's not enough for us to market it that way. And,
right.
You know, some preliminary studies in the peer-reviewed literature, which are interesting.
Right.
doctors can look at and interpret better.
Right.
But, yeah, we have the weight-based dosage for the kids 4 and up on the Sovereign Silver for Kids line. It's the same 10 parts per million bioactive silver hydrosol that the company has made successfully for the last 20 years. But it's got the convenient dosage for parents to identify what fraction of a teaspoon, how many droppers or how many sprays, if you will.
Yeah, it's reassuring. I got you.
Yeah, yeah. So that you can still follow that one teaspoon per day for an adult mentality of like, okay, if I was taking one dose a day for daily maintenance, or if I was taking, say, 7 doses per day for that, short-term immune support, because I really wanted the maximum amount of support I could get safely. You know, you can translate that from a full teaspoon down to maybe 1 or 2 or 3 dropperfuls for the weight of the child. So it's very convenient.
Cool beans. All right, Doc, we're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the products that Sovereign Silver has, and, it just covers everything. So it's an awesome product, folks. Again, 10% off today, tomorrow, and Sunday. We'll be right back with the Doc.
Want to know which immune support supplement is best? It's Sovereign Silver, and the secret is in the silver ions. Drop for drop, Sovereign Silver has more silver ions than any other silver supplement. And studies show that silver ions increase the number of white blood cells, the cells that comprise your immune system's mobile attack force. It's no wonder recent testing shows Sovereign Silver to be superior to Echinacea, superior to Golden Seal, superior to every immune supplement we tested. And Sovereign Silver is safe. Safe for you, safe for children, even for infants. You'll find Sovereign Silver at better health food stores nationwide.
Visit Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, North Wales, located on Route 63 between Route 202 and North Wales Road. Holly Hill Health Foods, the store that cares about you.
Take Sovereign Silver. It's the one that works.
A healthy new year starts at Holly Hill Health Foods. Enjoy savings on selected bestsellers that protect against the cold and flu season. For example, taking one dose of Guna Homeopathy Complex per week helps build immunity and protects your body from the symptoms of the common cold and flu virus. Other preventative helpers and immune boosters include echinacea, elderberry, zinc, mushrooms, and probiotics at savings up to 70% off. During your visit, ask about our large selection of CBD products. Most are third-party tested for purity, and you can sample our new Holly Hill brand CBD products that may help with stress, sleep, inflammation, and pain. Meet our professional staff. At Holly Hill, we offer blood tests, free consultations, body composition analysis, blood pressure testing, cytoscans, hair analysis, and much more. Happy New Year from all of us at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Online, hollyhillvitamins.com. All discounts are off MSRP.
WNPD AM 1440.
Guess I lost my way. There were so many roads.
Good. I was living. Okay, yes, we are back with Dr. Robert McCuspey, and he is the Director of Science with Natural Immunogenics, the makers of Sovereign Silver. Well, let's get this off the shelf too, Doc. You know, this coronavirus that's going out there. I know it's antibacterial, and that's what it's mostly used for. Does it have some antiviral capabilities?
Sovereign Silver is, all the statements, they're not designed to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent disease.
Right.
Kind of couching that disclaimer in our conversation here.
Sure.
There is some peer-reviewed literature that has been conducted into, as you alluded to, the antimicrobial mechanisms of silver, the antifungal mechanisms, and antiviral mechanisms. So there's some folks investigating the peer-reviewed literature to things like that. But really, Sovereign Silver is sold for immune support, and so anytime this is a hot topic, whether it's this time of year or when there's news that makes people call attention to wanting to support their immune system.
Right.
Sovereign Silver is greater than 98% bioactive silver makes it the logical best choice for supporting the immune system when people are thinking about
it. That's true. I guess you heard me about the face masks earlier there, the surgical mask. If you're going to get one, folks, just dip it in some of the sovereign silver there and just to be on the safe side. Yeah, we're not claiming anything here at all. But you want something in your system that can be not just antibacterial but also antiviral and like the doc said, antifungal, just to keep your immune system up. And I was being a little facetious about there about the current coronavirus. These things come and they go and things like that. And the whole idea is to keep your immune system up so you might be able to fight it off better than the guy next door. So that's why, I think silver on a daily basis is an excellent idea. You guys make a whole bunch of products, and I think I've used each one of them. And, on a plane ride, I use the spray, and I keep I've used it in an eye for an eye infection and things like that. It's just a tremendous applications topically, too. So why don't you go over a few of the applications you can use with Sovereign Silver?
Yeah, sure. There's different applicator tops, as you were referring to. We have, the dropper tops, of course, for oral dosing. We also have some flat cap port tops, various sizes to refill. You can get economy of scales with those 16 and 32-ounce sizes. And refill some of the smaller bottles. We also have a fine mist sprayer and a vertical sprayer as well.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks like those and find those very useful. We also have a topical homeopathic first aid gel, which is a really great product for cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, and a variety of other indications under the homeopathic silver claim there.
Yeah, the gel is just awesome. It's also clear, folks, and there's no odor to it at all. And it probably gets absorbed very quickly on the skin as well. If I have a cut or anything, that's what I put on and didn't put a Band-Aid over that. It just seems to heal quicker. I know it's not in my mind, even with the eye stuff when I put it in my eye and things. Also in the nostrils too for allergies, but you guys do have a vertical one, which is something you can be used in the nose. At least this is Jim saying that, not the doc, obviously. But I think any way you can get it in you for any purpose at all. There's no really, doc. There's no contraindications as far as you know. Has anybody ever had any kind of side effects from using this at all?
Yeah, use is directed, we haven't seen any contraindication. So the main suggestion that we have is not a safety concern, it's actually an efficacy concern. You want to separate silver from probiotics and glutathione by about a couple hours, maybe 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
Silver leaves the body very quickly, so if you separated by 2 or 3 hours. The half-life of silver is about 7 hours. Silver's already had a chance to go in. It's already starting to circulate and be removed. Probiotics, obviously you wouldn't want anything to impact the efficacy of the probiotics. And then with the glutathione, that's actually what the liver uses to remove silver from the body. And so you wouldn't want to label the silver for removal the moment you take it and decrease its activity, before it even gets in.
Right.
And so those are really, it doesn't create an unsafe thing. It's just we go to such great lengths to get the maximum amount of activity in it. We don't want to lose any of that.
I knew about the antibiotic and I never thought about the glutathione and stuff like that. That's interesting. Anything that pulls metals out of the body and things like that. Is there a test for that, by the way? Do you know of a blood test or a hair analysis that might show if you do have silver concentrations in the body?
I am aware of folks in the peer-reviewed literature doing a blood test, kind of a specialized blood test.
Mm-hmm.
But really, silver in the literature in some different studies has shown that the absorption and excretion happens very quickly. And so within 24 hours, the most recent study was showing as much as 98% of the silver has left the body within 24 hours. So it's already been absorbed. absorbed and then excreted by the liver out through the fecal excretion route within 24 hours. And so it really, most of the silver leaves the body quickly and efficiently, and it's a very trace amount that would retain, and that's why you have that very high lifetime limit that the EPA and World Health Organization have set for the safe use of silver.
Yeah, that's true. And there's also a reason that you guys, you're one of the few companies that put silver in a glass bottle. And what was the thinking behind that there?
So this actually, one of the things that attracted me to the company when I joined it was the fact they used amber glass bottles and had figured this out. When I was at NIST and we wanted to have a long shelf life for the silver reference materials, we understood putting silver in glass, protecting it from light, protecting it from oxygen, so having a good seal on your container. All of these, little things that they were doing and making the investment in showed me that they cared about the quality of the product, not to mention the laboratory having a transmission electron microscope in-house so they could look at any batch that they make for the particle size, to have eyes on it. It's just really remarkable to see the investment to preserving that efficacy that's achieved through that remarkable formulation.
Gee, goodness gracious. And I want to remind the folks, too, that it's odorless. There's a slight taste to it, but it's not you can give it to kids without any problem at all as far as taste goes. I mean, you can taste there's something in your mouth, but it's nothing offensive at all. It's almost, like water. So it's pretty cool that way. Doctor, does the company recommend using it a certain way as far as putting it in the mouth, holding it there for a while? I'd imagine that it can work on germs in the mouth too, maybe as an alternative to the antibacterial rinses out there.
So when I was at NIST, before I joined the company, there was a group working with the American Dental Association studying silver's ability to penetrate biofilms. So they were investigating that. So that's kind of a curious area of research that maybe we could talk about later. But, yeah, as far as how to take the product itself, there is the recommendation to hold it under the tongue for 30 seconds to, hold it that way and then swallow it. I have heard that when folks want to, send the immune support directly, you can swallow it and still get those benefits as well. The best recommendation on the label is to hold it under the tongue for 30 seconds before swallowing.
Which can be a little hard for kids sometimes. But I just want to remind people, too, that we have a lot of the protocols at the store there. We have protocols on how to use it for almost everything, traveling, throat health, ear, eye health, all those things to help support all the parts of the body there. Interesting, though, probably people don't really think about this too much, Doc, but the for pets, how cool is that? I mean, just topically probably and internally, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So, there is the Sovereign Silver for Pets line as well, and so it's a great product, yeah, so that you can give it to your pets internally. I've heard veterinarians using it topically with success as well for things such as hot spots or other skin irritation.
Tear stains they get too and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yes. And so there's been some interesting success we've heard about in those areas. Yeah.
Yeah, it's and they have like protocols for that too, for how to use it to help with the little ones there and the pets and things like that. It's also pretty cool that how it's used out in, is it being used commercially? Like you said, like NASA would do things like that. Are they using the same type of silver? Is yours that unique that it's a little different than what is used commercially and things?
Yeah, so like the NASA one is interesting because, again, using the silver lining on the water tank was kind of that same ancient Roman technology. And they're very concerned about the weight. you know, that was a way that they could figure out how to do it that way. But, you know, commercially, you know, what I've seen is that there are a lot of colloidal silver products that are out there, and there's a lot of ways that are a lower cost to make it. And there's really not as much depth of understanding as, I mean, maybe because I've been studying it so much, I just assume everybody knows this.
Right, exactly.
I guess maybe not.
That's funny.
People haven't spent their life thinking about silver, and so they just see it and its benefit. Oh, here's a cheaper one. Let's just throw more of it in there.
Kind
of some of those approaches. But yet there are times where, you know, having the most bioactive form really provides a much greater benefit. And so, again, when you're taking it orally, as a dietary supplement is one of those times that it really, having that differentiation of greater than 98% bioactivity and the clear, colorless nature of it becomes really great.
Yeah. I know a lot of people, when they buy like an herbal thing, like an extract or something like that, they like to put it in like some juice or something, like to dilute it a little bit. Does your company recommend doing that at all, or is that less effective than just putting it directly?
So my recommendation is, you know, obviously always you want to take it directly if possible, but I would rather, you know, like with children, I'd rather if they'll take it with apple juice, you know, hiding it in there, that would be much better than getting none at all, right? So
even if you use
some percentage, it'd be much better than any of the other choices that are out there. You're still going to come out ahead. I would recommend things, you know, like an apple juice or a grape juice. The acidity of a citrus juice, like orange juice, might decrease the activity a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Or adding it to water, you know, again, if you're taking it right away, you might lose a tiny amount, but, you know, it'd be better than nothing at all.
Yeah, I gotcha. What, anything on the horizon there at all for the company? Anything
you know,
you guys working on?
We've got a lot of irons in the fire, and so I'm not sure which ones are going to be pushed across the finish line first, to be perfectly honest. there's a wealth of opportunity, which is a really nice position to be in, but then that can create a challenge when you're like, I want to do it all.
Yeah, really. I can imagine there. How about we got about, you know, 30 seconds left or so. How about in nanotechnology? I mean, I'm sure you probably still follow the field. What can we expect nano-wise as far as the future goes here a little bit?
The most exciting one I see right now is a company called Folia Water making a silver-coated paper filter to purify drinking water at the point of use for a penny a liter for people in countries where they have access to water but not access to safe water and have very low income per day.
Right,
so this
right.
is like an affordable way to get safe water, and it's less expensive than the medications they have to take because of the contaminated water.
Wow.
That's the most exciting one I see out there right now.
Well, awesome. Doc, thank you so, so much for being on. Appreciate it. I think we helped a lot of people today, so you're doing a good job out there, and keep up the work. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much for having me on. Look forward to it.
My pleasure. Thank you. Remember, folks, you got 10% off today, tomorrow, and Sunday on the Sovereign Silver. Mention that you heard the radio show, and go to hollyhillvitamins.com and say hi. All right, folks, take care.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of WNPV Lansdale.
Want to know which immune support supplement is best? It's Sovereign Silver, and the secret is in the silver ions. Drop for drop, Sovereign Silver has more silver ions than any other silver supplement. And studies show that silver ions increase the number of white blood cells, the cells that comprise your immune system's mobile attack force. It's no wonder recent testing shows Sovereign Silver to be superior to Echinacea, superior to Golden Seal, superior to every immune supplement we tested. And Sovereign Silver is safe. Safe for you, safe for children, even for infants. You'll find Sovereign Silver at better health food stores nationwide.
Visit Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, North Wales, located on Route 63 between Route 202 and North Wales Road. Holly Hill Health Foods, the store that cares about you.
Take Sovereign Silver. It's the one that works.
A healthy new year starts at Holly Hill Health Foods. Enjoy savings on selected bestsellers that protect against the cold and flu season. For example, taking one dose of Guna Homeopathy Complex per week helps build immunity and protects your body from the symptoms of the common cold and flu virus. Other preventative helpers and immune boosters include echinacea, elderberry, zinc, mushrooms, and probiotics at savings up to 70% off. During your visit, ask about our large selection of CBD products. Most are third-party tested for purity, and you can sample our new Holly Hill brand CBD products that may help with stress, sleep, inflammation, and pain. Meet our professional staff. At Holly Hill, we offer blood tests, free consultations, body composition analysis, blood pressure testing, cytoscans, hair analysis, and much more. Happy New Year from all of us at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Online, hollyhillvitamins.com. All discounts are off MSRP.